Joni Sky, and these days I earn my living acting, selling my memoir, and selling paintings. My last three purchases were paracetamol, iced latte, and a worn-in pink t-shirt from Bangkok at a thrift store. And this says that I love the Australian version of what we call aspirin. I like it better here. I guess I'm bougie because I feel like iced lattes are very bougie. And I just love thrift stores and t-shirts. And I'll go to a thrift store anywhere in the world. My first pay, I bought an Italian Vogue magazine that was thick and it was expensive and it felt very luxurious, and we got it as part of my mom's Christmas present, me and my brother, which was very 80s for some reason, and it stayed on our living room coffee table for so long, and I looked at it so much, and it must have influenced my sense of style because it was Italian Vogue was so interesting then, and it, I don't know, it was an expensive Vogue, so it felt very, expensive. Growing up, money was very two different ideas. One was we had a very, like, people shouldn't have too much money. Like my grandparents, I remember talking about, like, no one should have over $1 million. It's just ridiculous. And we grew up very, feeling very lucky to have money at all. And I remember asking my mom, like, are we poor? And she was like, we're not poor compared to the world, but, you know, we're not rich at all. But then there was this other side where people were in my family, my mom, my grandparents, like, enamored with money. Like, did you see their house? And, oh my gosh, they're so wealthy. So I had two sides. One, which was like, you know, bargain, don't spend money, don't be wasteful. And then the other side that was like enamored with money. So it was a kind of mixed message, but a good to have both in a way. The first house I bought was in Laurel Canyon in Los Angeles in the early 90s. And with my ex-husband, who's also a musician, like my current husband, and his music money, my acting money, we bought this house in Laurel Canyon in Los Angeles, and I still have it actually, and we're renting it. And that's fabulous because over the years, I wanted to move to New York at one point, and then you have this property that you can rent, and with the rent money, you can get a place, you know, and that's what I'm doing now with that same house. We're renting it, and then we are renting in Australia. But yeah, we're thinking about moving the money not into property at this moment and looking at alternatives. How I feel about debt is there's a right way to use credit cards and a not a right way to use credit cards. Part of the move I had recently to Australia was because of debt, because I was having a dry spell. For the first time in my whole life, which was pretty lucky because I'm 55, I went into too much debt on the credit card, and that was scary. And I'm lucky enough, I never had to do that. So then my husband and I went cold turkey, no credit cards, and just we pulled our life together, everything's fine. But he recently is on tour and he's realizing tour expenses, this is the way to use a credit card. You put it all on the tour credit card, and then that's sort of organized, and that's a kind of clear, organized way to use it. So I think if you use it properly, it's really good. I think about getting a gift of money quite a bit. I'm very curious about my father, who I didn't grow up with, because I have no idea if when that happens, would I get any money from him? I really have no idea. So it's almost a curiosity because we don't have that kind of relationship where we talk about that. And my mom doesn't have any money of her own. So I wouldn't be getting any inheritance. My stepfather, actually, interestingly, his job was a detective of missing heirs. He was sort of a lawyer, and he would find the closest relative if there wasn't a will, actually. If there wasn't a will, he'd find the closest relative and tell them, you have money coming to you, and sign this, and then he would get a cut. But it was a very interesting job because he's giving people money out of nowhere, and they usually don't even know this relative. So that was kind of like a fun thing for people to receive, although a lot of people were very skeptical. I'm like, who is this person? But that was sort of, his job was like giving people money they never knew they had. My financial goals are to feel like I have savings, and if I can maintain being an artist and an actor and really lose the kind of sleepless nights. So just having a more self-sufficient, which I am, but a more consistently self-sufficient financial situation that doesn't have so many ups and downs.
Listen to more great stories that take you beyond the headlines. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.